there on his hard and blustery perch in a bygone Carmel, California, little more than a bohemian village, the curmudgeonly poet Robinson Jeffers found it so hard to keep faith in humankind. Truly, he'd write in one of his many cynical rants, truly men hate the truth. Therefore, the poets honey their truth with lying, but religion vendors and political men pour from the barrel new lies on the old. But it's not new. Great civilizations, he writes, have broken down in violence, and their tyrants come many times before. There on that precipice, at the far western reaches of the nation, Robinson Jeffers paced the overhead wooden floors before sitting down to write, "The decent and loyal people of America, caught by their own loyalty, fouled, gouged, and bled to feed the power hunger of politicians and make trick fortunes for swindlers and collaborators." When he wrote, "While the world was at war," Jeffers' dismay darkened into disgust. "God curse every man that makes war or plants it." That emotional churn threatened him, crashed against the stoniness of his soul with the sometimes unrelenting fury of the ocean beating without ceasing on the rocks far below the crude tower in which he sat and wrote in solitude. He would, he feared, drown in despair. But for all of his angst, all of his sometimes too keen perception of the brokenness of life, Jeffers' ultimate observations weren't about ugliness. They were testimonies to beauty. Beauty alone was enduring, eternal. The beauty of things was born before eyes and sufficient to itself. The heartbreaking beauty will remain when there is no heart to break for it. Beneath the hard shell of the misanthrope, there was the heart of a mystic, a man of such immense faith in beauty. Divinely superfluous beauty rules the game, presides over destinies, makes trees grow and hills tower and waves fall. Divinely superfluous beauty, more truthful than all of our lies, more enduring than all of our dismay, able to undo, erase, eliminate when necessary, so that all along and after it all, there remains beauty. Beauty. Shimmering. Beauty. Sounding. Beauty sounding for those who have ears to hear. Oh, how hard it is to listen in these times. We denizens of this age of such unceasing clamor, the outcries from 1,000,000,000 screams, talking heads and talking thumbs and, oh, so much noise. Now, More than ever, we must be mindful, deeply, spiritually mindful that there is the other way to listen. To listen as the Senegalese poet Barabou Diop commends, listen to things more often than beings. Listen, hear the voice of fire, hear the voice of water, listen in the wind, the size of the bush. This is the ancestors breathing. The other way to listen, to something more than the cacophonous clamor, the deafening din. Listen to the voice of fire, the voice of water. Listen in the wind. Listen to the sighs of the bush. Listen. Listen to the beauty. Listen to the beauty. The beauty endures. Again, Jeffers bears witness, certainly the world was not constructed for happiness, nor love, nor wisdom. No, not for pain, hatred, and folly. All these have their seasons, and in the long year, they balance each other. They cancel out. But the beauty stands. Today, my friends, let us have faith. Not simply belief. Not just hopes hung on some long delayed gratification, some waiting game for things to right themselves. Let us instead enact that to which we might give of our whole hearts, a profound conviction that after it all, the beauty stands. This is no call to ignore or avoid or deny. This is no appeal for naivete, for burying our heads in the false sands of false serenity. This is a reminder. Pain, hatred, and folly may have their seasons, are having their seasons. But for all of their formidable force, they must not. They cannot. They shall not obscure or outlast beauty. Listen. 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 The beauty stands.